leave you there, and you're all these people are walking around with different hats on and talking like they were somebody else, and oh, it was frightening. I thought, boy, I was counting the minutes till I get out of there. But that's what we are, in a place like that. It's a convalescent home. Everyone is really not knowing who they are. And even on these places, when you go in, they don't have automatic doors, although many of them are in wheelchairs. And I thought, why? You know, how are they supposed to get in, you know? But the idea is that they don't want them wandering out. Because when they wander out and they don't know who they are, they get lost. And there's many, many cases of this that they actually get lost. So we've been wandering around completely lost. Completely lost. Richira Prabhu told me that her grandmother got kicked out of two of these places because she thought that in the night when, you know, people weren't, we were all sleeping, everything, she thought that she actually worked there and she lived there. And so she started rearranging things. She would go to different rooms and take everything and put them in different rooms and different, everything was in a different, no one could find anything. And it got to be a real bad case, you know. So they couldn't have her there because she'd do it, you know, all the time. So in the same way, we are trying to arrange our different lifetimes, you know, our different living circumstances in this lifetime, this kind of body, this living circumstance, rearranging it, trying to get everything together. But really, it's a problem. We cause a lot of disturbance. So this is something that comes from our desires, our impure desires, wanting to be the center. And then Krishna sends us to this place where he goes, okay, you're going to be bewildered here. Good luck being comfortable. Good luck trying to find a place to get out. But actually, we're fearful. I know that I'm fearful. So many different great saints and sages, they actually admit that they're fearful at the time of death. I'm not going to be able to remember Krishna. Was it King Kulkshekhar said that, I wish I could die now while I'm in good consciousness. I'm in, you know, that I've got it together. I can remember you right now. But that's not always the case. But there's great hope. I can tell you one occasion where it gives me great hope. That was when Lakshmimoni had her stroke back here a couple years ago. Keshav was not here, but he could testify. When the people came in, they started asking her questions. Who are you? What state are you in? What's this? She couldn't answer anything. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And I said, can you chant Hare Krishna? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama. She could chant Hare Krishna. That's the only thing she could do. It's the only thing she could remember. So I thought, oh, there's hope, you know? So, you know, so our process works. So keep with it. Stick to those Hare Krishnas. But bhakti, this service, this practice and service, this is like the key puzzle piece that everything fits into. Because bhakti explains, all this philosophy explains who we are, that we're servants of Krishna, where we're from. We're from Krishna Loka. We're not from this crazy planet, this Alzheimer's planet. And what are we supposed to be doing here? We're supposed to be remembering Krishna. And where are we going to go? How are we going to get out of this crazy loony place? By chanting Hare Krishna, doing service, and then we'll go back. So all the puzzles fit together. All the pieces fit together. But I can tell you that one time, just recently actually, I back up to my mother's house. She was giving away stuff because she knows she's going to die soon. So I went and I found these old wooden puzzles, you know, hand jigsawed old puzzles. And I thought, oh, I'll take that. I'm probably worth some money. So I went online, and sure enough, they, you know, if you have old ones, and some of them are worth some money. But you got to put them together and take a picture to show the person before they buy it. And I thought, oh my God. Luckily, it was only 100 pieces. And I thought, all right, I'll just do it, you know. And so I threw them on the table, and it had one picture on the box, Declaration of Independence. Whoopee. Okay, so I pick up a corner here, a corner here, a corner here, another corner, another corner, another corner. I go, I know there's only four corners. Because that's what you usually do. You get the border, you know, you find all the border pieces. And then I looked at the picture, and I thought, this puzzle, it doesn't fit in this, you know, what's going on here? And so after about 45 minutes, I go, boy, I'm really, you know, this is like kid stuff, what's going on here? And then I realized it was a two-sided puzzle. I started flipping, oh my God, and they didn't have a picture of the other picture, you know? And so I was thinking that actually we can fit all our puzzles pieces together in the material world and think we got it together, but there's a flip side. We have to really put all the puzzle pieces together on our spiritual side. Because we can fit all the puzzles together in the material world and it'll look really nice, but we don't have it really together. Because on the other side is a picture of the spiritual world. And that's where we really want to go. We don't want to declare our independence. We want to declare our dependence on Krishna. Because that's what's going to give us the ticket to get in. If we really understand that we're totally dependent on Krishna. So this is a gut feeling I think everyone has at some point in their life. We all had it, that maybe I should be doing something about my spiritual life. Maybe I should, you know, give a little bit of time on that side, you know. But then we become like the rabbit, you know. And we don't think about death coming. And if we do see it coming, we close our eyes, right? That's what the rabbit does when it's in danger. Well, it's not going to happen. I'm comfy. Everything's fine. Gone. Okay? So that didn't really work. That program didn't really work. So comfort. We're looking for that comfort. But is that little poor little rat or mouse hanging out of the cat's mouth, is it thinking it's going to be comfortable? No. Impending death is there. But the kitten in the mother's cat's mouth is thinking, ah, I'm protected. I'm dependent. I can't move. So my mother's moving me here and there, protecting me. And so this is how we should feel. We should be very dependent on Krishna. Because Krishna is our mother. Krishna is our father. Krishna is the treasure of our life. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dana Pran. So we have to remember that and be remembering that if I chant this holy name, that this is the best thing for my mind, is to actually to refresh it again and again and again and again with the holy names, to come in contact with Krishna 24 hours a day, Prabhupada said. If we have any other time, then pick the books. Here we're reading about wonderful pastime of Krishna, how he went and stole his friends, and I mean, how Brahma stole the friends and he bewildered them and everything. It's a wonderful story. So this Krishna Katha is our saving grace. And our greatest friend is one who is always telling us about Krishna, reminding us about Krishna, telling us about something about Krishna's service or their service to Krishna or about Prabhupada or about the movement. Just like Premananda Gaur told me that his son might be starting a little project down in Mexico or something like that. It's wonderful to hear about these things, that Krishna's expanding all over the planet, that people are going to get a chance. These billions of people that are on this planet are going to get a chance to hear about Krishna somehow or other if we do our part. So it's wonderful to remember that. And if we don't hear about Krishna, then we might slip back into that coma, back in that remission, is that how you say it? Back and slide back. And slide back, even might have to take another birth or two or three or another billion births before we get this chance again. That would be very lamentable. But we have to keep our mind extremely active. And this is the best way, is this kirtan. It's easier to not forget. It's easier, but it's not impossible that even in kirtan that we might forget. I don't know about you, but sometimes, you know, your eyes start wandering, your mind starts wandering, think about other things right in the middle of a kirtan. You might even stand in front of the deities and don't realize even that what they had on that day or something like that. Although I saw these young children this morning really looking at the deities. They must have some kind of game or something to see how many things they can remember on the deities. Or maybe they get extra bonus points when they go to the school and remember or something. But it's a wonderful thing to have this bhakti yoga, to have the deities here, the forms of the Lord. I was in line of prasadam last Sunday and was introduced to one girl, and she was from the Church of Christ, yeah, something like that, and she was saying, you know, that she was looking and everything. She goes, "What I really, really, what you say, I." Yes, she was commenting that it was so wonderful to come here and have forms to worship. I mean, that's very unusual. Most people are like, oh my gosh, you know, it goes against the rules. But she said in that church that there's no form, there's no singing, there's no dancing. You're not allowed, you, when you go to church, you sit silent. That's their service. And I was thinking, ooh, tough. But she actually appreciated the forms of the Lord. And unfortunately, she didn't live here and she had to leave the next day. But hopefully she'll go and find the Lord in another temple there. So here, Krishna is anxious to get back to his pastimes with the cowherd boys, and especially anxious to get back to lunch. It's been a year for him. He's pretty hungry. So we should also consider that... that he's probably worried about the situation. And he might even be worried about one-fourth of all of us that did leave him a long time ago. And we left him for a long, long time, not just for a half a moment. We've been gone for, as they say, billions of births. And we can kind of relate to it just a little bit, not that Krishna's an anxiety. I mean, nothing, he's transcendental. But here he has some feeling for those souls. And three-fourths of the living entities are with him. They never fell into this situation, into this material world, but a fourth of us have, and we've been gone a long time. So we should really be anxious to get back so we don't cause him any anxiety. Just like I know that Srila Prabhupada was in anxiety if he lost one disciple. He was always worried about that. Oh, what happened? Why did he go? You know, try to get him back. And so that feeling is there. And even our kids, you know, if they go away and try to find, you know, whatever in the material world, even though giving good instructions, then we're always anxious. Oh, when are they going to come back to Krishna consciousness? You know, when are they going to start chanting again? So it is our duty to that we've gone astray to come back and actually connect with Krishna again. And there's a nice little song that explains how we should actually feel about this. It says that, "I am swimming in the ocean of material suffering, and I do not know of any way to be lifted out. Oh Lord, please rescue me from the raging storm that is rapidly approaching with torrents of rain. When it reaches me, I do not know what will happen. You, O Lord, are the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is merciful to fallen souls, poor fallen souls. Please save me from the terrible storm that menaces before me. If you do not deliver me, O Lord, and I do not even hope to be saved." So many, many prayers like this, saying that it's up to you. You know, the only way I'm going to get out of here is by your mercy. And Krishna has been merciful. He's come in the holy name. He's come in the deity form. He's come in the scripture. He's come in the spiritual master. So there's really no excuse that we should really start getting back there. We should get back there real soon, and don't keep Krishna waiting. So we have the process and it works, and we do see that it's working very nicely. And like we say, we have to help each other by telling someone about each other about Krishna. Just like when they got in the little van with Lakshmimoni, they kept asking her questions when she had her stroke. That keeps your brain stimulated, keeps it, you know, going on, so you don't lose more and more. So in the same way, we should be constantly telling each other about Krishna to keep our spirit soul rolling in the nectar of Krishna consciousness. And then at the time of death, we will remember Krishna. We'll go back to that beautiful picture of the spiritual world where everything is conscious. There's no problem of forgetting anything there. So maybe some other devotees have some comments? Yes, Mahatma. I think we have a thing, but you can talk loud.
Yes. I just wanted to say something about Alzheimer's and causeless mercy.
Okay.
One case, Palakadas, his mother was in already one of those homes, you know, because she had Alzheimer's. So every time he would come, he insisted on asking her if she recognized him. And she didn't. So finally, one time, he insisted so much that she said, "I know who you are. You're the Hare Krishna man."
All right.
And the other is, when I was taking care of another Alzheimer patient, she was not talking anymore. She was not relating to anybody anymore. She wouldn't, you know, she wouldn't react to anything. So I would take her to the park and I would take my beads and chant. So one day, out of the blue, she looked at me and she said, "You already said that so many times."
Hare Krishna. Thank you for that comment. I was just going to mention, I'm remembering a moment, one lovely Indian lady on the West Coast, and she's, I think, a simple Gujarati lady, I believe, but she's in the habit of, she writes the Mahamantra. Oh, she, of course, worships, and she comes to temple. I don't think Mongol, she's an older lady. I don't think she comes to Mongol anymore. She comes to noon RT and like that almost daily. But she writes the Mahamantra over and over and over and over. I've seen notebooks. She was my landlord at one time. And she's got notebooks full of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
She should get a deposit slip. They have deposit slips for the Nambank in Vrindavan, and you can actually, you submit them. You give your deposit of holy name, written holy names.
Wow, really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have a whole bank there. Now they've enclosed it in a marble thing. You can't see them, but they used to be all there. We have coin books and with the holy name, and we have all kinds of things in there. Sure. I drew a picture with just the holy name.
And That's Mother
Vyas. We used to have some girls that hated to chant japa in the ashram. We'd have them write the holy name. Yeah, so that's good. Can't say it, write it.
Hare Krishna, Mother. Wonderful class. Have a friend yesterday who came from Venezuela here to the temple with his wife, and he's leaving his body, you know. He has cancer. So I saw him 2 days before he came to the temple, and he looks like really sad, confused, sick, depressed. I mean, you know, he's dying and he don't know nothing. And I saw him yesterday at the temple, you know, with a plate of prasad, with a garland of flowers, you know, with a, you know, smiling his face. And you know, I was remembering that, you know, we were in the Delhi temple, and, you know, Srila Prabhupada paved the road for us, you know, like instead of dirt road, our life is so paved by Srila Prabhupada, he's so kind. And there was a group of ladies that came to the Delhi temple, and I was serving prasad, was Lord Nityananda Pirin's day, and I asked them, "What are you doing in India? I mean, you should be in the beach in Cancun or something like that. You know, what are you doing here?" She said, "No, no, we're in the yoga. We have a group called The Art of Living. We have this big conference here in Delhi." And so I said, "Oh, wow, that sounds so good, no, The Art of Living." And then one lady, she says, "What do you practice here?" She was looking like that. And I say to her, "The Art of Dying." You know, so she actually, you know, I told her, because if you don't know how to die, how you really know how to live? And then that freaked her out more, you know, because she says to me, "I don't know how to die." So I told her, "Look, there is no death." And so the thing is that, you know, it is so nice to know that you're going to leave your body and you know exactly where you're going, you know. And so anyway, I just feel grateful, you know, that Srila Prabhupada, you know, and yesterday I was reading from Gaura Hari Prabhu, and you're talking about time, you know, how important is time. And he was saying that he was always serving Prabhupada. He was in charge of putting Prabhupada's things in his table. I was reading last night. he always doing many a service for Srila Prabhupada, you know, clean the bathroom, doing this and doing that. And one time he was waiting for Srila Prabhupada to come to the room, and then he saw the Srimad Bhagavatam on top of Srila Prabhupada's table. So he says, well, as might as well, you know, I have some free time, you know. And then he started reading the Srimad Bhagavatam. And when Prabhupada came into the room, he saw him reading. Then Prabhupada asked him, what are you doing? He says, oh, Srila Prabhupada, I was reading a little bit in the spare time. And the devotee says that at that moment, Srila Prabhupada had the biggest smile that he saw in his life from Prabhupada to him. You know, and then he realized that, you know, here I was cleaning the bathroom, doing this, Srila Prabhupada never reciprocated with me. But as soon he saw that I was reading in my free time his books, he was very pleased. Nice. So it made me realize that actually, you know, if we have any little, especially now that we have iPads, and it's so easy to have, you know, Srila Prabhupada's books in the iPad and everything. So it makes me realize how important it is, you know, not to waste.
Not
even a minute of time, you know. Yeah. So I just wanted to share that.
Very nice. It's got to be short.
Text 43, you have read the translation, but this question also came before when Bhakti Charu Maharaj was here. I don't think in internet anybody gave the answer yet, that there is a three sets of boys. Today's text 43 has an indication of the same. The three sets of boys that Prabhupada spoke in chapter 13. So we should be very aware that original sets where Prabhupada repeated twice that they never felt even for a moment that Krishna just left and came back. Because when Krishna came back, Brahmaji saw, he came back with the same yogurt rice in his hand. So 1 year, it did not get stale, neither Krishna changed the lifestyle of eating. So it was that under Jogamaya. And then the Vishnu form that Brahmaji saw, that's another set. And the third set that Brahmaji, apparently he stole those boys and the calves. Those are created by Maya. But what is that literally means? Is it some hallucination? Or it is also reality fact? So Sanatana Goswami Pada writes, those are the sadhak bhakta that who supposed to enter into with the coward's boys in this life. But the process, Jogamaya, and created such a way that Mahamaya perception of Brahmaji. And it's very nicely explained that it is not the object that dictates us what the object is. It is the individual personality according to his or her own pre-impression from hearing Bhagavatam and Guru's mercy, calculates what the object is. So Brahmaji's, whatever the impression he had, that's all he saw. And that perception was covered by Mahamaya. But the Jogamaya in Vrindavan was covering those boys that they never felt any pain. They were just normal.
Yeah, they said it was just like a part of a second to them. Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.